Hello, and welcome to a short CPD style listen on child development and ADHD in general practice. This episode is based on a Gold Coast Primary Health Network education morning on the 12th of June, 2026. Kate Johnston, Medical Director of GP Partnerships Engagement, opened the day. Almost all of the teaching is from Dr. Angela Owens, a developmental and general pediatrician with the Child Development Service, who built DevPed Connect. Pete did housekeeping only. This is a different lecture from the 17th of June teaching table. This is education for clinic thinking, not personal medical advice. Kate called it a taster, not a full curriculum. Highest attendance they had ever had. Health Pathways now uses an individual login that logs your touch points for ACPD report. Then Angela. ADHD is a hot topic because adult legislation changed in December. But Queensland GPS have been able to diagnose and manage children since 2019. A lot of people do not know that, do not feel comfortable, or think there's a course they must do first. That course is a New South Wales rule. In Queensland, anyone with GP registration can. That does not mean you should if you are not comfortable. She does not think it is fair that a traditionally specialist-led diagnosis is dumped on general practice with a just because you can. DevPed Connect is the backup. The old path, you see a child, then wait 12 to 18 months for a pediatrician. She wants coaching so families get something useful in days to weeks. You can treat the whole family unit. She can only treat the child in front of her. Child Development Service referrals have gone up over 200%. There are not enough pediatricians. We need you. That is not the same as everything is ADHD. The one medicine Queensland GPS cannot initiate is Intuniv, guanfacine. You can do ongoing prescriptions with pediatrician support, but you need pediatrician oversight to meet PBS criteria. DevPed Connect can provide that oversight without the family sitting in her clinic first. This morning did not walk milligrams. Do not copy doses from a different lecture. Everyone in Queensland checks Q-script. Common story, new GP, family brought nothing. Look the child up, see what they were last on, feel more confident about the ongoing script. If they are escalating, text Angela. If they are stable, you may not need to send them back just for a repeat. Why treat? Children who cannot attend school. Teachers managing a class of about 22, Otter first said 92, at least half with some diagnosis. Reduced hours, homeschooling parents cannot actually run. Friendships that blow up when the child gets angry. In the teens, depression, anxiety, self-esteem. Increased adult substance abuse. Parents fear Ritalin because of substances. Her pitch is the opposite. Untreated children who need it find amphetamines on the street, feel in control for the first time, and do it illegally. She would rather improve executive function in a controlled way. How it looks by age. The bouncing 4- and 5-year-olds, please refer. The range of normal is huge. In primary school, quiet inattentive children fail quietly. They will not look hyperactive in your room. They may be slipping a year or two behind. Do not dismiss ADHD because they do not look half acting. In adolescence, the hyperactivity goes internal or comes out as risk-taking. Adults compensate with calendar alerts. High functioning and still needing support can coexist. Who is more likely? A first-degree relative, and which medicine-fitted mum or dad? That is probably the family she would try first. Two stimulant families, dexamphetamine and Vyvanse, versus the methylphenidate Ritalin family. Preterm children, ADHD is prominent, and language disorders often go unmissed. Epilepsy or acquired brain injury. Learning disorders. Treat the ADHD and monitor learning for 1 to 2 years. Some catch up. Some do not. out-of-home care. In utero amphetamines, those dizzy alert babies. Executive function is the conductor, not just school. Inhibition is the brake. Shifting, hyperfixed, or shifting all the time. Emotional control, a 2 out of 10 feels like a 10. Initiation, big ideas, no idea where to start. Working memory shows up after year 3, when we stop putting blocks on the desk, and we read to learn instead of learning to read. Planning, get dressed for dinner was 8 instructions. Visual schedules. Monitor, checking whether this emotion belongs in this room. 3 pillars. 1. DSM-5 symptom count. 6 of inattention, 6 of hyperactivity, or combined. Parents have pre-chat GPTD the list. That is not the hard bit. 2. Two environments. She needs school collateral showing dysfunction, dumped to her before you put a case through. Homeschooling often needs a psychologist for a second setting. 3. Impairment versus age. A 6-year-old's attention is not a 17-year-old's. A child who moved from Japan last year and does not speak English will not attend. That is context, not ADHD, straight A's and trouble focusing, not causing dysfunction right now. Vanderbilt is free and not her favorite. The paper form has no age norms. NovoSig autoscores and on Vanderbilt does give age standardization. She wanted scores above 65 on parent and teacher, plus it has to match your history. SNAP 4 is free for older children. Kadra has a teacher form and a history guide she likes. The WISE functional questionnaire is free, sleep, eating, substances. Adolescents will tell you things they will not say with a parent in the room. Connors has the most evidence for diagnostic accuracy. She will send the comprehensive links via DevPed Connect for the messy children. A specialist in the room pressed the point, questionnaires are not a diagnosis. She agreed. You can get a positive screener from parent and teacher, and it is anxiety. If you are not sure what normal is, ask her. She responds within one business day. History. Sleep is huge, especially the teenager, who was fine until night gaming. Height, weight, blood pressure as a baseline, because growth is the main stimulant side effect. ECG only if there is a cardiac history. She herself presented for an ADHD workup and had Graves' disease. Fine until 2 months ago is probably not ADHD. Muddy ADHD versus autism. Treat a bit. See what is left. You do not need every answer today. DevPed Connect. Two doors on a website. Advice, text message style, almost every GP started there, cases open for weeks, drop reports and growth charts. Case conference, a pediatrician plus 2 internal therapists, you charge Medicare, book a week or 2 ahead, about 20 minutes, written plan. Gold Coast region only. Not children actively owned by a private pediatrician. If they saw a private pediatrician 3 or 4 years ago and cannot afford to go back, she will try. Ask for advice first rather than a just-in-case referral. If a year later they need to be seen, she backdates to the original advice date. They do not miss their place. If the patient lives in New South Wales, technically not as a patient. Same problem with Logan. Put XX in the patient details and talk in general. Lunchbox education, virtual with her from North Brisbane, or Lisa the nurse to your practice, including New South Wales. 20 minutes, topic-based. Check current Australian guidelines, Queensland stimulant and intuitive rules, Q script, and the child in front of you before you change anything. This has been ACPD-style summary for Gold Coast General Practice, not personal medical advice.